Welcome to the Not Old Better Show. I'm Paul Vogelzang, and this is episode number 280.
Is this the real life? Is this just fantasy? Caught in a landslide, no escape from reality.
That unmistakable music from the new movie Bohemian Rhapsody speaks so much about this film and speaks volumes to the Not Old Better audience who remember it well, but so too to new audiences. And the film showcases Queen's music legacy.
Because I'm easy come, easy go, little high, little low.
All those songs, well, we all sing along and even cheer for that deep back catalog of Queen music, deliver the best moments of this new film, telling the story of Queen's interesting group of characters with differing personalities, the drama of the band's early years, the moments of highs and lows, conflict, and a devastating tragedy. And that's what Bohemian Rhapsody, named after Queen's epic signature song and Garth and Wayne's Bohemian Rhapsody scene from Saturday Night Live to younger audiences, for the most part, delivers. Bohemian Rhapsody delivers 2+ hours worth of more than adequate entertainment and enjoyment, especially because the music of Queen is so prevalent, but the story is compelling too. The film captures the band's internal dynamic and their studio perfectionism, especially during the recording of Bohemian Rhapsody, and aspects of Freddie Mercury's personal life and Persian heritage. The amount of detail put into the production, from the singer's stage costumes to Brian May's red special guitar to the recreation of Live Aid at Wembley, shows how much care was involved in getting the look of the film just right. The performances are great too, especially the supporting cast. All of the various characters, whether it's the soft-spoken manner, the playing style, the brash, mischievous rock and roll personality, all of that is just wonderful, and it shows how deep this movie is. Lucy Boynton plays an emotional center as the faithful Mary, the girlfriend of Freddie Mercury. This is an effective portrayal, and it really is this fantastic dividing line between Freddie Mercury and his bandmates. Plus, you'll love this, Not Old Better Show audience, Mike Myers' portrayal of record company executive is definitely a clever bit of casting, especially when you think about Wayne's World, and we talked about that at the top of the show from Saturday Night Live. But it's Rami Malek, who we'll be talking to in just a minute, who delivers the movie's show-stopping, multi-dimensional performance, summing up Freddie Mercury's essence both physically and emotionally. Malek's dance moves and mannerisms on stage are perfectly matched, especially during the Live Aid scenes. But most importantly, he convincingly portrays Mercury's dual personality, the outrageous, cocky, and arrogant entertainer audiences knew, and the shy, insecure, and vulnerable person he was away from the spotlight. Freddie Mercury, Queen's charismatic lead singer, was lightning in a bottle, a consummate performer, able to play audiences like a guitar. Rami Malek does an amazing job with this part of his portrayal in the film. As a main point of interest, the scenes from the Live Aid event at Wembley Stadium in 1985 are amazing. In video footage of the event, Rami Malek / Freddie Mercury flings his lithe body around the stage as the music and the roar of the crowd swirl around him, strutting and dancing and posing. It's as if he's both performing the songs and becoming them, letting out what lives inside of him. Whether Queen matters to you or not, and certainly the Not Old Better Show, I think it matters. You see this film and you can't help responding to the joy of the performance, to the way this wildly talented man, Rami Malek and Freddie Mercury, reach out and pull you toward him in this film. Of course, the movie is buoyed by all the hit songs presented throughout, including Killer Queen, We Will Rock You, We Are Champions, another one, Bites the Dust, and of course, Fat Bottom Girls, and then Bohemian Rhapsody. Bohemian Rhapsody isn't perfect. Certain details and parts of the timeline have been dramatically altered. Some of you in the Not All Better Show audience will remember some of these different things, but this was done to make Queen's history a little bit less complex, and I will tell you, I think the movie is highly entertaining, and one ultimately driven by Rami Malek's inspired performance. There's this great music, there's this great energy. Of course, Freddie Mercury is larger than life, and Rami Malek does this amazing job playing him. The film, in my opinion, Bohemian Rhapsody, deserves high marks for music and performance, especially from Rami Malek, and I give it 4 stars. So go see Bohemian Rhapsody this weekend and be ready to sing along. And check out the Bohemian Rhapsody soundtrack on iTunes. And now, our interview with Rami Malek. Rami Malek, welcome. You know, the role of Freddie Mercury is just huge, outsized, almost the perfect rock star part. And I'm thinking any audition must have been just crazy. That was with Graham King, I'm recalling. What was that like?
I think we had a 6-hour meeting where I realized he was considering me for this role of Freddie Mercury. And I mean, I'd been around the block enough in Hollywood to know that things like this can come and go in a moment's notice, and people can often say one thing and you don't necessarily, you can't hold them to it because it's the nature of the business. But as the, you know, as the conversation went on, I could just tell how passionate he was about it, and I think he knew that I appreciated the music, and of course, as an actor, was chomping at the bit.
I'm sure. Yeah, Freddie Mercury is an icon, and Queen huge too. Did you know?
I don't think I completely understood just how massive he is to so many people across the world. I mean, their fan base is massive. He's beloved by so many different people in so many countries.
So talk about the story a bit. Where does it start? How does it progress?
It traces the band from their very humble beginnings to absolute rock star stardom. And you get to see how that all came to be, in particular, Freddie Mercury's story.
Freddie Mercury, of course, is so well known for the performances, the full-on thrill ride that he created on stage, but there are other parts of him you discovered.
There are so many different faces of Freddie Mercury, and I don't think one is more true than the other, but he himself says, you know, I can be real lonely sometimes, and I can also be the showman that everybody sees me. And he's also on this search for how he identifies sexually, and the search for love. And so, you know, many of the scenes you'll find him in when he is alone is him grappling with this, and also him grappling with that in terms of his lyrics and in the music. And I think that's what will allow these songs to resonate even more than they do, is to get this background of what he may have been going through or the questions he was trying to answer.
Mm-hmm, right, and then the performance part of him.
One thing about Freddie Mercury that's absolutely undeniable is his magnetism. And when he was, you know, just able to access what he knows he's capable of, and it is that meeting of standing on stage in front, holding that half mic, or sitting down by the piano that I think brings out something in him that is like no other. And I would say that he feels capable of anything. And I think what is magical about him is there is this exchange with everyone in the audience where he allows that person to feel the same thing as well. He just can reach you almost as if you're the only person in the room, no matter where you are watching that stage from any row, hitting everyone all the way at the back of the room. And it's that exchange that I think makes him one of the most unique and remarkable and revolutionary artists of our time or any time.
Playing Freddie Mercury is deep then too, and we all know about the prosthetic teeth to match the overbite, but the dancing, the mannerisms, all this is complex. How did you approach playing him?
It's tricky when you set out to play Freddie Mercury. You think, how am I ever going to fill those shoes? And I just tried to attack it from the way I would any other role, whereas if you remove what he could do on stage and his ability to sing and play piano and a myriad of other instruments, there was a man, a very complicated man at the center who was trying to discover his identity, and that was a way in. That was something I knew how to tackle.
Among the group of characters we meet is Mary Austin, played by Lucy Boynton. This is an interesting part of Freddie Mercury's life, given all his internal questions.
She was the closest person to him in his life for the majority of, since he met her, essentially. And someone he could implicitly trust and relied on, and whom he wrote the song Love of My Life about. Lucy Boynton captured Mary, I think, as well as anyone could, the perfect confidant, the one Freddie could trust wholeheartedly, and the one who was reassuring and could give him the advice and confidence he needed. But more than that, just be a human being who could stand her ground and say what she needed to say at the moment, in the moment it was needed. And be not just there to support, but, you know, let Freddie know the truth. And so one could argue that she is the heart of this movie, and she is what keeps everything together and motivated and allows Freddie to discover that sense of self.
On that note, that notion of discovering self, I do like to ask lead actors what they want the audience to get from the role, from the movie. But with this film, Freddie does learn a lot about self. He learns a lot about himself, and that's important too.
I hope that when people leave the theater, they are filled with all the confidence that they own inside, that Freddie was able to discover and own, and that they are as inspired by Queen's story and Freddie's story as I am. I hope that they can sing as loudly as he can and own every truth of theirs and not feel like they have to hide anything, but that they can just be and enjoy exactly who they were meant to be.
My thanks to Rami Malek for such a great interview. Go see this movie. You'll love it. You'll learn a lot. You will understand a lot. And you'll appreciate the music legacy of Queen. Of course, I want to again thank Rami Malek. I also want to thank EPKTV and 20th Century Fox for all the help, support, and permission in doing these great interviews. Enjoy Bohemian Rhapsody. And let me know what you think. Thanks, everybody.